Extremely local news time. Jen Sabella with us from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. I've got to get over to Gulliver's and have some pizza fast, right?
Hey, you really do. Good morning, Bob. The Gulliver's, after 56 years in Westridge, is serving its last pizzas this weekend. Famous pizza place. I know you know it, Bob, but Bert Katz was behind it in 1965, who was like the icon of pan pizza in Chicago, the Chicago style we all love. And they have been trying to sell it for years, but it finally sold. So it sounds like it might become a kosher restaurant in that spot. But people are really sad, and the owner said, hey, if you're going to come in, be patient with us. We're really short-staffed. So they're probably going to be pretty packed this week, but just be aware that there might be a wait.
Yeah, after 56 years at 2727 West Howard. But the Gulliver's in Oak Brook will remain open, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, you can still get your fix on Oak Brook.
Yeah, they were serving that deep dish before Malnati's. I definitely want one more from Howard Street. Let's go south to Pilsen and talk about what's happening there.
So there's a photographer who used to take photos of Pilsen in the early 90s, Akito Suda. His photos were kind of just like lost for about 20 years. There weren't they weren't on display anywhere. But now the Harold Washington Library is making them part of its permanent collection. So if you want to see Pilsen way back when, way back in the 90s, you can go to the Harold Washington Library. And it's really, these photos are amazing. They really show the Mexican-American community that was in Pilsen. It's since gentrified a lot, but these are just so cool. A blast from the past. Really beautiful, beautiful photos. So they will be on display at the Harold Washington Library at 400 South State Street. And you can make an appointment to view the photos noon to 4 p.m. Mondays through Fridays.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to want to check that out. Let's talk about the high school sweethearts who met working at a grocery store who have their own market now.
This is the cutest thing ever. Salsa's Family Market at 4852 North Damon opened Monday. And the couple behind the shop, they used to run a restaurant nearby. Then they found out that this corner store in the neighborhood was closing, so they decided to take it over. And they want to be able to hire high schoolers who could meet in the market just like they did 20 years ago when they worked at Armitage Produce in Logan Square. So they've continued to be together ever since then. And they're also going to add a juice bar and a butcher station to this grocery store. And they want to make it a real like neighborhood spot. It's just a sweet story of they just keep trying. They ran a restaurant on Lawrence Avenue, and the rent kept going up. So this is their next try at something that can stay in the neighborhood and be around for years to come.
That is a nice story. And let's talk about this 14-year-old chess whiz in Lincoln Park.
This is amazing. I love these stories of young chess geniuses. I'm like, wow, what is it like to be that smart? Mm-hmm. Avi Kaplan is a 14-year-old from Lane Tech, and he has been playing chess since he was about 8 years old, and he is already on his way to being a chess master. He's won a bunch of competitions all over the country. He's part of clubs. He's the head of the Chicago Public Schools tournament. Just unbelievable chess skills. There's a photo of him about 6 years ago. He's so little playing chess, and I'm just like, this is amazing. You should go check it out in our story. But it really helps him with math and other strategy in school, and he's just obsessed with chess, and I'm determined to learn it this year.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't played in a long time. I hope I remember. I remember the game. My dad taught it to me when I was a kid, and you got to play every now and then.
Yeah, he said he spends his free time. He does his homework in school, and he spends his free time replaying old games to see how he can do better. So his master score is 2200 right now. So he's up there.
Yeah.
He's the 2021 U.S. Chess Federation's K-12 champion.
I got to practice a little bit before I take him on. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.